This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Donald Trump defends his empire from the witness stand of his civil fraud trial in New York, finally testifying Monday and drawing criticism from the judge, among others. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
According to Trump, his long-awaited testimony was a rousing success, and the state has no case.
It's a case that should be dismissed immediately. The fraud was on behalf of the court.
And in a testy exchange from the witness stand, Trump calling the state attorney general and the judge frauds. Meanwhile, the judge telling the former president, this is not a political rally. Stick to answering questions. After court, New York Attorney General Letitia James, who brought the lawsuit against Trump and his company, criticizing his testimony.
He rambled. He hurled insults.
She says the evidence is on her side. At court in New York, I'm Julie Walker.
Israel responded with shelling across the border of Lebanon after Hamas militants fired 16 rockets into northern Israel Monday. The exchange of fire along the border came as Lebanon's militant Hezbollah said its fighters attacked three Israeli military posts along the border around sunset Monday, scoring direct hits. Hezbollah and its Lebanese and Palestinian allies have been clashing with Israeli troops since October 8th, a day after the war between Israel and Hamas began. The UN Security Council has once again failed to agree on a resolution about the Israel-Hamas war, despite hours of closed-door talks on Monday on how to prevent more civilian deaths in Gaza. The U.S. is calling for, quote, humanitarian pauses. Many council members are demanding a, quote, humanitarian ceasefire. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres has also demanded the immediate unconditional release of hostages taken by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, from Israel, the delivery of aid to the territory, and the ending of civilians as human shields. This is VOA News. There has been an uptick in attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria, U.S. officials reporting six more in the past 2 days, as Washington tries to keep the conflict between Israel and Hamas from spreading. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has the latest from the Pentagon, the U.S. Department of Defense headquarters.
A U.S. military official tells VOA the recent spate of drone and rocket attacks never managed to hit their targets, most disrupted by U.S. defenses. But they bring the total number of attacks since the middle of last month to 38, resulting in 46 injuries. Pentagon spokesperson Brigadier General Patrick Ryder says there have been none since the U.S. launched a series of strikes against Iranian-linked militias late last month.
We will make sure that we're taking any necessary actions to protect our forces.
20 U.S. service members were diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries, or TBI. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Hungary's cultural minister has fired the director of the Hungarian National Museum in Budapest and accused him of failing to comply with a contentious law that bans the display of LGBTQ plus content to minors. The dismissal on Monday came after Hungary's government determined that five photos on display at the prestigious World Press photo exhibition violated the law. The law restricts children's access to content that depicts homosexuality or gender change. The director says he did not accept the decision and that neither he nor the museum had deliberately violated the law. A woman has been arrested after driving her car into a building in Indianapolis she allegedly thought was associated with Israel. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
According to police and court records, the woman had been watching coverage of the Israel-Hamas war and told officers she believed the building was an Israel school. One adult and four children were inside the Israelite School of Universal and Practical Knowledge at the time of late Friday's crash, but no one was injured. She was arrested on a preliminary charge of criminal recklessness. The building is actually associated with radical Hebrew Israelites, a group the Southern Poverty Law Center has designated as a hate group whose ideology includes anti-Semitism. I'm Norman Hall.
Cuba hosted a business fair with over 800 companies from more than 60 countries on Monday as it lobbied for new investments, thumbing its nose at U.S. sanctions that have long spooked foreign companies from engaging with the communist-run island. Cuba blames the Cold War-era U.S. trade embargo and the COVID pandemic for crippling tourism and domestic industry. The U.S. has long said its trade embargo is aimed at promoting, quote, human rights and fundamental liberties in Cuba. The trade fair includes promotional stands from countries ranging from Spain to Russia, Iran, and China. In September, the Biden administration hinted it would unveil new regulatory measures in support of Cuba's fledgling private business, but those rules have yet to materialize. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.